It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Despite the rollout of the vaccine, supply chain disruptions continue, and they're affecting housing construction in San Francisco. Reporter Benjamin Schneider looked into that for the San Francisco Examiner, and he joins us. So, Ben, how bad has it gotten for the construction industry right now?
Well, what we're seeing in the construction business is that there's just delays for all manner of materials. That's ranging from structural materials like lumber and steel. So it really can be just about anything. Another developer I spoke to, Mission Housing, a nonprofit, said that there's just no rhyme or reason to what materials might be delayed. And the reason is that basically COVID-induced labor disruptions and production stoppages all around the world caused a lot of production of construction materials to cease. And then once those things got started again, then ports just got overwhelmed with ships trying to bring materials into the U.S. And so there are these long lines of ships waiting outside of ports like the Port of Oakland and the Port of Long Beach down in SoCal. And so that just adds up to taking many more months than construction projects are used to actually procure the materials they need to finish their projects.
So how have these supply chain issues and the delays changed how builders work here in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, builders are changing their approaches in various aspects. Nibby Brothers Construction, a pretty big firm here in the Bay Area, has opened a new warehouse where they're just stockpiling supplies. So instead of ordering something and getting it in a week, they're making sure they've got their fridges and stoves and windows stockpiled in this warehouse so that they have them when they need them, because they just can't rely on that just-in-time material procurement strategy. Another developer, Mission Housing, they told me that they've been doing a lot more pre-planning and pre-development in their future projects. And so that takes more money and more time than they're used to spending before they actually break ground on a project.
Well, these disruptions are supposed to get worse before they get better. We know there's a housing shortage. What's the long-term outlook for builders and developers given the situation?
You know, ultimately, it adds up to yet another sort of obstacle, you know, another couple months here and there on various projects, another couple thousand dollars here and there, you know, on the budget for these projects. So it makes it that much harder to actually get housing built.
Okay. Benjamin Schneider is a reporter for the San Francisco Examiner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.